Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. It happens to me at this time every year. I'm reminded once again just what the greatest college game of them all is. And no, it's not any playoff game, and no, it's not the NCAA championship game. That'll be played next month, January 10th, in Indianapolis. Nope. I'm talking about the annual Army-Navy game, which was played at MetLife Stadium this past Sunday. It was the 122nd time Army and Navy have hooked up. And it just, folks, it just doesn't at all get any better than this matchup. So like I said, listen up here, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And when I say it reminds me every year, because you go through an entire season of college football. Who's going to be number one? Is it going to be Alabama? Is it going to be somebody from the Big Ten? La-da-da-da-da, ba-da-beep-ba-da-bop-ba-da-boop. And then we all get involved in, you know, in the, of course, the pro game and who's going to the Super Bowl. Is it going to be the great one, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, blah, 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 blah. And we go on and on and on. And listen, all those teams that I'm talking about, deservedly so, deserve all the recognition. But the Army-Navy game, it just doesn't get any better than that. And it doesn't get any better than that because that game and those young men playing in that game and the people in the stands, they're all there for the right reasons. They are, you know, you've heard me say time and time again when we talk about the NCAA that I don't want to hear any more BS about the student athlete because I think it's a fraud remark that so many of these head coaches and universities and presidents of universities make and athletic directors. I think they're all full of it. But the truest student athletes, the real student athletes in this country are the young men from Army. They're the young men from Navy. I'd be remiss if I didn't include the Air Force Academy. Really, they are the truest student athletes that there is. Because when they go into those schools, these football players, they're not dreaming. They're not dreaming of a career in the NFL. Nope, none of them. They're not dreaming of any careers in the NFL. Sure, some of them have gotten there. You know what they're dreaming of? They're dreaming of serving their country, putting their life on the line. That's what each and every one of them who goes into Army, Navy, or Air Force, that's what's on their mind. Minds. I mean, To see the spectacle that is the Army-Navy game, and this year it happened to be played at MetLife Stadium. And it was appropriate because it was the 20th anniversary. It usually is played at, Philadelphia. But it was played this year at MetLife Stadium because it's the 20th anniversary commemorating 9/11. It's 20 years already. And how appropriate, because many of the guys who have played in the Army-Navy game, many of the guys who have played, you know what they did when they got out of their academies? They went and served the country. They might have been in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. And to see the this is not politics in any way, shape, or form. It is not. It doesn't matter if you are a Republican, if you are a Democrat, left, right, liberal, conservative. It doesn't matter. This is about just the values of these young people, these young men and women. When I say women, the women aren't playing football, but there are women, certainly women who go to these academies and serve our country as well. But as I say, they go, you know, for example, the Army, well, by the way, I don't even know if you didn't watch the game was won by Navy 17-13. And, you know, Army is going to a bowl game. Okay, they're going to a bowl game. I believe they're playing Missouri in a bowl game. But Army went into this game 8-3. Navy was 3-8. Navy prevailed 17-13. And it's special in every way. Let me give you an example. The quarterback for Army, senior quarterback Christian Anderson. You know where he comes from? He's an African-American kid at a Cardinal Hayes High School in the Bronx. At a Cardinal Hayes High School in the Bronx. He's a city kid. And you know what? To quote, it was always my dream to play for Army. It was always my dream to play for Army. So many of these people, these young men who play for Army and play for Navy, I mean, think about it. They're going to school. Yeah, you know, their education is paid for. And well, it should be paid for what they're doing. They go to school. Their course load is equal to any course load of any top Ivy League school. Take whatever you want, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, whatever. But not only is equal to the course curriculum, but these young men, they don't go home summers. There's no vacation time. In fact, when they graduate high school, I think they got to go to their respective schools starting in June. And their moms and dads give them hugs and kisses. And then they're off. But besides all that tough educational curriculum, which is second to none, they have to do all their physical training and all their military training, the demands that are on them. They have to do all of that. You know what the easiest part of life in the academies are for these football players? Is playing football. It's playing football. I implore all of you. I don't care what political, because it's not, I'm telling you folks, this is not about politics. It was in 2011. It was on Showtime. And in fact, I double checked because I wanted to be able to tell a couple of friends to watch it. It is called A Game of Honor. It's a documentary. The backdrop, they use the backdrop of an Army-Navy game from that year. They use the Army-Navy game as a backdrop. But what the documentary is about, and it's a two-hour documentary, what it's about is what I'm telling you, what life is about for people who enter the academy. Not just for them, but for their families. It's one of the best things I have ever watched. And I double check today if it's still available for people to see. I implore all of you to watch it. If you get Showtime, if you have Showtime, you can go on demand. Doesn't cost you anything. You can go on demand. Look up sports docs, documentaries. Look up A Game of Honor. I promise you, you will not be sorry. You will understand the commitment of these young men, what they're willing to give up with complete pride and honor, because that's why what it is. That's why they call it A Game of Honor, and what it means to the families and all the people involved. And it really, I don't know, maybe it hit me more this past Sunday, because as I'm watching it, I'm saying to myself, first of all, you see the cadets in the stands from either side. You got the Navy midshipmen, you have Army's cadets, the Black Knights, and you get welled up. I mean, if you don't get welled up, I don't even think you have a conscience. I mean, these are all about young men from different backgrounds. And I might add also from different colors. You know, in this day and age where we talk about racial strife and Black Lives Matter and this and that, let me tell you something. You're seeing a lot more black faces wearing helmets for both Army and Navy on the field and in the stands. Black faces, African-American faces of men and women. There's a lot of pride in going to these academies. And as I say, you know, I'll give you an example. I was reading, you know, all about NIL, N-I-L, you know, for those of you who might not be up on the NCAA, you know, it's name, image, and likeness. And now, and rightfully so, I've said, hey, if the NCAA is multi-billion dollar BS business, you know, you heard me chastise the people like Brian Kelly of Notre Dame for leaving Notre Dame, for taking like a $95 million contract with LSU, and Lincoln Riley bolting Oklahoma to take the head job at USC, University of Southern California. You know, so I'm all for these young men making money. But I even was reading something just yesterday in I believe it was the New York Post. Two high school kids in the Bronx, from the Bronx, sophomores. That means they're sophomores. They're 10th graders. They signed deals that's going to earn them thousands of dollars for the name, image, and likeness, I think, with social media companies. God bless them. I'm not knocking them. God bless them. But those advantages, those monetary gains, they don't apply to midshipmen and cadets, you know, because listen, they're viewed as government employees, so you're not allowed to take that. But that's not why they're going to school. They're not going to school dreaming of doing this and doing that and playing in this league and, you know, and making this. No. They go. I mean, if you went up and down a roster after guys graduate, in recent years, you'd see like three, four tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, wherever. They're the truest of student athletes. And the truth of the matter is, they're hardly, you know, when it comes to, we talk about greatness, they're hardly paid any attention to. Not on the scale of, you know, listen, they are, I'll repeat it till I'm blue in the face, they are the truest of the student athletes that there is. And when you, as I say, when you sit and watch the game, I've been fortunate, folks. I've been to World Series, NBA championships, Stanley Cup finals, you name it, big horse races. I've been to them all, Super Bowls. I've been to them all. I have not been to an Army-Navy game, and I said to my wife yesterday, when the game was over, I said, that's on my bucket list. I got to go to an Army-Navy game and just sit in the stands, because I know how the chill that I get up my spine when I watch it on TV, I want to feel that. And at the end of the game, when both the cadets, the loser sings, and then the loser sings first, their song, and then the winner sings second. It's bone chilling. And I'm not trying to be, this is not flag waving. I'm not trying to be hokey. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. In my estimation, it does not get any better than this. And, you know, when I talk about that, I just mentioned to you, believe me, I don't work for Showtime. But I'm just mentioning it because I think, first of all, it is the name is so apropos, a game of honor, because it is a game of honor. But I remember, my wife's not a big sports fan, especially to watch a sports movie or a sports documentary. And I begged her 10 years ago to watch this. She couldn't get over it. I mean, you watch this. I mean, if you don't well up inside, you don't have a soul. That's how moving it is. And really today, there are so many things you can talk about. I don't want to talk about anything else today but what the Army-Navy game means. To me, it represents everything good. This country has so many problems right now. And strife, and people can't get along. They can't discuss anything. And when you see these young men and women at these schools, Army, Navy, and Air Force, West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy in Colorado, I'm telling you, it's good that we recognize it, but more importantly, we should let them know, those young men and women, that we recognize it. Navy won the game this year, 17-13. I could give a rat's ass who won the game. I mean, to the kids, listen, nothing counts on their schedule, on either one, and every head coach will tell you, nothing counts more than winning the Army-Navy game. Listen, Army is going to a bowl game against Missouri. I will tell you this right now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, to a man, coaches, everybody. They would give up going to the bowl game to be able to say they won the Army-Navy game. And for Navy, who had a 3-8 record going in, it made their season. That's what the Army-Navy game is. We talk about the great rivalries in sports. We talk about, the Yankees and Red Sox. And, you know, in hockey, you can, you know, I remember back in the day, whether it was the Canadians, the Bruins, Rangers, you could talk anything you want. I'm telling you, there is no rivalry, there is no game of honor greater than the Army-Navy game. So the best thing that I can say today, folks, treat yourself, give these young men credit, give them respect, and treat yourself. I'm telling you, learn a little more about the Army-Navy game. Go watch, as I've told you here, go watch a Game of Honor. I promise you, I guarantee you, and I don't do that, I guarantee you, not only will you be impressed, you'll thank me. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter, at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Now I want to thank my home here at Bleav.com, because I've said it to you many times, folks. Bleav is the, without question, the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week. And remember, Army-Navy, a game of honor indeed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.